You're listening to a Trading Game podcast. This podcast is part two of a two-part series called Data and Software.
Don't confuse an intraday signal with a longer-term trend. With all of this, it's best to start with a weekly chart, get an idea as to the overall trend first, then move to a daily chart, and then, if necessary, if you are going to do short-term trades, then move on to a real-time chart. The short-term price variation can sometimes scare you out of a winning position in the medium term. Now, let's move on to software, because this is a main consideration too. And certainly the types of things that I'd consider to get yourself set up professionally would be: you need to find a piece of software to use for charting. You need a portfolio manager to help track your trades and to track your success. And you need data to feed into your charting package so that the charts can be read from that data. You know, years and years ago, in the dark ages of trading, before computers came around, people had to draw their charts by hand. And they performed unbelievable, complicated mathematical computations to be able to reach conclusions. Now, luckily, we don't have to do that these days. The charting packages that we're talking about here, they do all of that grunt work for you. Now, you might want to find, say, a hand chart to draw from time to time just to hone your skills from a training tool perspective, but certainly you don't want to do that every day. It'll take you far too long to go through the paper and get the open, high, low, close of every instrument you're interested in, and then you can't even put indicators over the top. It's just not an appropriate way to go. So what we want to do is find charting packages that read shares-related data and produce charts or even other forms of analysis. So let's just touch on portfolio management first. Portfolio managers keep track of all of your trades and monitor your success. So the portfolio managers that we would suggest you use are available via the Trading Game Shop section of this site. Now, charting software is the next topic. Charting software can really be quite expensive, and it's important you know the types of questions to ask to be able to get the best package for your needs. Prices range from, say, $800 to over $15,000, which is probably just not necessary at all. And it's one area where additional price doesn't mean superior quality. I'd like to talk about some of the considerations that you should really think about before buying a piece of charting software. Now, this will be a form of a checklist for you. Have a think about if that software is visually appealing. Now, I know that for some people they're more into facts and figures written down, but charting, a lot of it is to do with visual input. Think about whether you can search the market easily for opportunities, or whether writing a search routine is incredibly complicated. Now, if you're not up to writing a search routine, that's fine, but can people who you can pay do that for you? Now, I'm all for paying any inadequacies that you have in your ability with computers or even writing searches. It's best to pay people to do that for you. It's sometimes a good shortcut to remember. Look at what technical support is available for that software. Now, are there training courses that you can learn about the software with? You know, do you relate with those people? Is it via a classroom setting or over the phone, on a video or an online tutorial or a CD-ROM? How do they construct their training? Now, with, for example, the industry leader MetaStock, we've got a variety of MetaStock training abilities on the website available through the shop. Look at how user-friendly the manual and the help files are. Now, does the product have all of the indicators that you need to trade well? Or if they don't have those indicators, can they be added at a later date? Look at how many traders in Australia use this software. Can you talk to one of the users to gain their perspective about the software? And think about if this software is actually an industry leader. It's so important. You know, some people have used software in the past and the companies behind them have gone out of business and then they're somewhat hamstrung. So it's best to go for the industry leader. Think about whether there are any ongoing maintenance fees and find out whether the product provides trading advice. Now, even though that sounds like a good idea, like buy and sell signals, gosh, some of those ones, they're called black boxes, and black boxes will not teach you effective trading habits. If you don't know the input into a trading system and it's not designed specifically for you, the odds are it won't work for you. So it's far better that you actually input your own trading system concepts into the charting package, like what indicators you want and the type of chart you want, all of that sort of thing. Look at also if the software contains all of the tools required in a single package or whether it requires additional components to enhance it. Now, if in doubt, really choose a de facto standard software used by the industry. Just choose that. It's going to be much simpler in the long term. Often the choice will mean that you have lots of help available to assist in writing searches and really understanding how the software works. In Australia, MetaStock is used by the majority of traders. And AMI Broker is also popular, but only if you're up to nutting out the technical details behind that product. For information on where to buy MetaStock, refer to our resources or partners page on this website. If you're a visitor to tradinggame.com.au and you haven't registered before, register on the homepage and you'll receive a trading plan review, our free monthly email newsletter, as well as entering the draw to win our home study course.